Hi, my name is Marion Farrow, and you're listening to Rock Under the Radar here on WMFO in Medford, Mass. I've got a lot of local stuff to play for you tonight. Lots of local, and you know, some bands that are playing out this week, some brand new stuff from local acts, and some non-locals who are coming to town. And I just got a hold of the brand new Buddy Guy album, and hope to play something like that later on in the show too. So let's start out now. I've got says start with some local, and this is Analog Heart with Flickering By from their 2016 album Sun Here I Come. And Analog Heart will be playing Saturday night at Thunder Road in Somerville.
We'll be right back. of mothers, troubles like Francine Carruthers, going out, bugging out, blacking out with the brothers, hunting, grunting, scavenging and gathering, blip, blap, blither, blather, blithering and blathering, chit chat, clitter, chatter, chittering and chattering, clickety, 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 each other's pattering, discuss the daily happenings, decipher code and cackling, bringing up what matter and brings in, crying over the sad thing, sipping a cup of shatter, kingdoms, spitting up the chicken wings, digging a water and onion rings, confessing, feeling flattering, bragging on their batterings, triumphing in the tattering, crying how the static sing for the automatic underlings, pittering, pattering, scattering, imagining, misbanding, meandering, to where the fling is with the battering.
Where they're coming from, where they grew up, I heard someone bust to stand like an altar boy, upright like a friendly guy.
Beep!
Right, that was a set of local music. Started with Analog Heart with Flickering By from their 2016 album, Sun, Here I Come. And they will be playing Saturday night at Thunder Road in Somerville. After that, you heard Mike Arroyan's band Elsewhere with their 2014 single, We've Got a Movement. The progressive punk trio will be playing at the Middle East Downstairs on Thursday night. Then Rick Berlin with the Nickel and Dime Band with the Boys at the Bar from their 2017 album, The Courage of the Lonely. They'll be playing Friday night at a fundraiser for the Jamaica Plain Music Festival at Bella Luna in JP. And you heard Diabligato with Blood Moon from their 2016 self-titled album. And they will also be playing Friday night at that fundraiser at Bella Luna in JP. The set ended with Glowbox with Anodyne from their new album, Fossil Fuel. Brand new album. The band formed in late 2013, though they'd all played in other bands through the years. Yeah, pretty cool song. Now, back to the sad part of the show. Although we come through it how we can, we just lost two more rockers in the past week. So I'll play some music from them. Fortunately, they left a lot of great music behind. They were Nick Knox, drummer for the Cramps. He died on Friday at the age of 60. And blues guitarist Mac Guitar Murphy, known for his work with Howlin' Wolf and in the Blues Brothers Band, died on Friday at the age of 88, two on the same day. So Nick Knox was in the Cramps from 1977 to 91. The Cramps were known for their wild live shows. And first I have Human Fly from Live at the Club Soda in Montreal, which is on May 16th, 1984. The song was originally a single in 1978, one of their first two singles that were then put on EP Greatest Hits. Band was around from 76 to 2009. Their lead singer, frontman Lux Interior, died in 2009, and now drummer Nick Knox in 2018. They were a fun, campy punk rock band, early psychobilly. I first found out about the Cramps when I saw the British film Urgh! A Music War. It was filmed in 1980 and released in 82, and the movie featured live performances from various punk and new wave bands. I remember my friend won tickets to a BCN showing of the film. I went with him and we loved it. First time we ever saw the Cramps, and we immediately said we have to go see them next time we're in town. And they came to the channel, we went, and it was a blast. And I must say that Cramps frontman Lux Interior is the second best performer I have ever seen live. And I've seen him about three times. I know Bruce, of course, is tops the list of best performers I've seen. And you can't really get the full effect of the band by just hearing the song. But if you're interested, check out, there's a video of the performance on YouTube. And there's also a video there from one of the channel shows, which is one that I was probably at. So here is the Cramps with Human Fly from Live at the Club Soda.
We'll be glad to do something like that. Hey, you know, we're big rock stars and we've traveled all over the world. But this is the only fun we get.
If you think it's fun sitting in them ugly hotels, you're wrong. They all take one look at us and go, ha ha. So this is the only fun we get, and tonight we only got time for two more slots to be fun. So let's give it all we got. I don't care, cause baby, I don't care, cause I'm a
use a German affair. Let's put this in fourth gear and move.
Thank you. Motors. Next I caught a ride with a gambler's wife. She had a brand new laid down Rambler. She parked inside of town, laid the Rambler down. She said she sure could dig it in my rover. I'm doing my best to get back to you. Ain't nothing I'd rather do. Look for me Sunday, gonna be there, honey. Something special just for you.
Special just for you.
Special just for you. Thank you.
Carter and Duck Dynasty.
I
All right, that set started out with some tributes for two rockers we lost both last Friday. First, it's Nick Knox, drummer from the Cramps. And we heard the Cramps with Human Fly, and then doing a cover of the Count Five Psychotic Reaction, both from Live at the Club Soda. I apologize for that. The sound wasn't that great. That's one of those albums that was, I don't know, sort of a bootleg, sort of not sure what it was exactly, but it was supposedly recorded from the soundboard, but it didn't sound that great. I apologize for that. Then in a tribute to Matt Guitar Murphy, a couple of Blues Brothers tunes. Along with playing in the Blues Brothers band, Murphy also had a role in the movie where he played the husband of Aretha Franklin's character, who sang Think to his character when he was thinking of rejoining the band. And that was B-Movie, Boxcar Blues, and Soul Man from the Best of the Blues Brothers. Rest in peace, Matt Guitar Murphy and Nick Knox. Then you heard Federal Charm, a blues rock band from England with, what did we hear? In a second, Somebody Help Me. From their new album, Crossed Wires, their third album. It's an acoustic album, it's generally not my style, but I like it, it's a good album. And the band recently got a new vocalist, Tim Geyer, and I think his voice is just what you need in acoustic tunes. Nice strong voice there. Then you heard Grinder Blues with Texas to California from the 2014 self-titled album. This hard rock blues trio features bassist vocalist Doug Pinnock from King's X, guitarist J-Bo Billman, and his brother Scott on drums. And the two brothers also have a band, the Billman Brothers. Let's see now, what do we have next? You know what, I should play a little PSA in here right now, because we got to do that.
This is the city where danger lurks. Today, a new creature walks among us, causing fear, mayhem, and injury.
Stay back, children.
Mommy, I'm scared.
Look out for the dreaded digital deadwalkers. They're not looking out for you. With faces pressed against their little handheld devices, they put all good citizens in harm's way.
Hey, pal. Pardon you.
The digital deadwalkers are multiplying. Until their behavior patterns can be modified, the American Academy of Orthopedic Surgeons warns all innocent people to stay alert. Better yet, to step up and speak out.
Oh, hey, dude, I'm walking here.
Sorry, I didn't see you.
A public service message from the American Academy of Orthopedic Surgeons, who want to keep everyone well connected with healthy bones.
Can't face this on my own.